Of all the people eager for federal stimulus money, you can include much of the state of California. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is one of the relatively few high-profile Republicans who supported the stimulus package. His state's overall unemployment rate is now above 11%, and the recession has cut across most every economic sector. The stimulus money will not solve all of California's problems, and as John Myers of member station KQED reports, it might create a few new ones.
Some Republican governors have scoffed at accepting money from what's officially known as the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, not Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I said in Washington at the last governor's meeting in Washington, I said, I take the money. If you don't take the money, I take the money, because we in California, we're very happy because we know that we need the money, we need the infusion of capital.
And now, more than ever. 2 months ago, Schwarzenegger and state legislators had to erase a $40 billion budget deficit. Now another multi-billion dollar deficit is projected. All that would seem to make the state's share of the federal stimulus package a saving grace. California is getting more than any state, $49 billion to government and as much as another $30 billion in tax relief for residents. And so it might come as a surprise the money won't erase all of California's red ink. Mac Taylor is California's nonpartisan legislative analyst.
You had a lot of dollars going for things that just don't have anything to do with our general fund budget.
And it's California's general fund where all of the deficit problems exist. Taylor says a good example of the dilemma can be seen in federal money for transportation.
They made $3.6 billion available for our roads and for transit. Well, the transit money went almost all to locals. The roads and highway funds were spent on functions that general fund does not really support.
Taylor says only about $8 billion of California's $49 billion share of the federal stimulus will help ease the state budget deficit. But some think there would have been more if state legislators and the governor would have avoided some of the recent budget cuts. Some of the cuts to California's welfare program, for example, mean less matching money from the feds and less help for those who need it most. Mike Carroll of the Western Center on Law and Poverty made that case in a legislative hearing last month.
That's a significant loss of federal money. But more importantly, those are real dollars out of real families' lives that don't circulate in our economy and stay in Washington, D.C.
And even as federal money begins to flow to California, there remain a lot of questions about how all of this is supposed to work.
Everyone is interested in getting their hands on some of that money, and most no one understands what are the guidelines, what are the regulations.
Laura Chick is California's new stimulus inspector general, the first such official in the nation. She says all of the years of budget cuts in California, especially on the local level, have left government operations already at full capacity. And now they have a new, massive assignment.
You know, the federal government is saying, spend this money faster than you've ever spent it before and spend it better than you've ever spent it before. And they're saying this at a time when state and local government is hurting more than ever.
Whether California's huge share of the stimulus pie can turn things around in the state remains to be seen. If nothing else, many hope to see the ultimate in trickle-down effect, where federal dollars help create jobs, help spur spending, and ultimately help boost a state economy that has had very few bright spots in recent times. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.